Hello?
Oh, hi, Fabian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
It was probably the expired one, but I was going to cancel with y'all anyway, so that's why I didn't even bother to update it.
Oh, I see. Now, I need to give you some options then, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 7th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days to cancel. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come January 7th, that would reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. But I'm curious, because I'm looking at your dashboard, and it looks like you're getting some pretty solid results. How come you're wanting to cancel?
I don't think so. I don't think that's accurate, because I haven't gotten a single outcome or client out of that. So that's really the reason I'm canceling. I'm not going to be paying $250 a month, you know, for no outcome out of it. And I guess if that's what it's showing you, I guess it's very inaccurate.
So it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, you've had 743 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And then on Google, there's been an additional 276 times you were found on the first page, with 38 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page.
Well, I guess it isn't working, because I haven't received a single call from those actions or clicks that you claim.
Okay, let me check one thing then, because if you're getting this type of activity and you're not getting jobs out of it, it could be the reviews. Let me look here. Yep, that could be it. It shows on your Google listing you have 1 5-star review, but it's all the way back from March of 2023. So if there's other companies up there next to you that have, you know, a lot of fresh 5-star ratings and you have an old review from March, sometimes that will affect your conversion. Excuse me. So I can send you a review generator email, and it would help you get some more 5-star ratings on Google. One thing that I want to suggest for you, though, out of 745 clicks through the Facebook, if you haven't gotten jobs out of that, we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and then you still stay mobily optimized.
Explain to me how I'm in the first page of Google. How is that? Because every time that I look, tell someone to look it up, I don't come up at all. How do you see that?
Okay, so on your dashboard, it tracks the actions and the impressions. So it shows how many times overall you were found, and then how many times you were found, and then someone took a second step, which is, you know, either a click to your site or a click to call you from the first page. So,
you know, because I was in the impression that when I signed up with you guys that I was going to get, be on the top of Google, and that doesn't seem to be the case. If you look up painters, you know, I'm nowhere near on the top of the list. And, I mean, that's really, you know, part of the reason, you know, that I'm canceling with you guys, because I don't, you know, y'all promised things and then never really showed up, you know, and on top of that, I never heard or saw any calls, you know, from part of you guys. So, you know, I don't see where you're seeing all this type of things, you know, and it doesn't add up. If I'm getting 700 clicks and 700, you know, this and that, I would assume there would be a couple calls, but, you know, the only calls that I've ever been getting from, honestly, the only calls that I've been getting overall has been spam calls, you know, ever after I signed up with you guys. That's literally the only call that I get. If you're telling me that the calls that I'm getting are the spams, you know, after signing up with you guys. And I'm completely, you know, signing off with you guys. I don't want any of that. I get probably like 4 or 5 calls a day of spam.
Okay.
I mean,
so I want to let you know that in other clients that have been working with us that had reported spam calls, when we did some extensive research on it, we found that it stemmed back to other services and other directories. So I don't know if you've ever used anything in the past like a Thumbtack or an Angie's List or a Yelp or something like that. Yeah, because those types of companies, they can – you can be on their directory and then people can go on and put, you know, like painters in. Oh, actually, yeah, there was an existing Yelp listing when you came on board with us. It's in the notes here. Let me see if that's still up. So someone could go to Yelp and put in painters in Mississippi, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads. And then all those spam people will go through all of these listings and they'll call them. So what I would recommend is, you know, depending on how, you know, well you're doing with Yelp, if you're not getting much return there, maybe just ask them to take you off their directory and those spam calls would stop. One thing that we can do to help you is we could put a call tracking number on there. So it's, you know, usually an upsell for our existing clients. I can put it on there for you at no additional cost. And what it would be is we would purchase a brand new 901 area code number. And when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And the reason it eliminates a lot of spam calls is many of them are computer generated. So we'll put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, for instance, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will ring to you. But if it's a spam call and it's a computer-generated one, they can't press 1 or 2, so those would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other line. And then also what that would do, Fabian, is it would give you peace of mind and you would see the calls coming in through the campaign. So you would know, you know, for quality assurance, you could go back and listen to the calls and review them, but you would know that you're getting the most bang for your buck. Have you seen the site that we built you by chance? Or?
Yeah, I appreciate that, but honestly, I don't want to move forward with that. I mean, I've had already made up my mind. I had already talked to a representative about a month ago before. I don't know, it should be, if y'all keep up with that, it should be there. I talked to someone and, you know, I told him that they told me that they were going to give me that month free to see how things worked out. Because, you know, I told her the same thing that I told you. And she said, well, all right, just let me know. We'll give you a call back and, you know, let's see and how it worked out. And, you know, I guess you're the one calling back. And, you know, I made up my mind within that month. And honestly, I didn't see any results out of it. I mean, I've been with you guys for a couple of months and, you know, if it ain't working out, it isn't working out, and I'm not going to stay, you know, just spending my money for no reason.
I understand. I do see her note, and I think what the problem is she put that she gave you a full service credit, so she didn't charge you for the November 7th credit that was free. And then she put, and he said that is fine, but if nothing changes, he will be calling us back to cancel. And she said she went over the next billing date of December 7th with you and the 3-day policy rule. So, you know, if you just left it alone, Fabian, unfortunately, it would affect your credit because of the signed terms and conditions that we have on file. So what I would suggest is if you want to cancel, you know, and I'm definitely not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 249 to 149, but I could at least take those Facebook ads off. And then once it's in a paid status, I can cancel the account, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Or after the account's up to speed, you have a second option where you can cancel the account and just keep the website. And that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. So a lot of people like that option, you know, being that it's almost 2024, you probably need a site anyway.
I didn't even think about the site, honestly. I don't even know if there's any difference at all, if there's any outcome, you know, out of that. Because, you know, the Facebook page was already made before you guys even called me, you know, all that was the Google and Facebook page were all there, you know, so the only thing that would be coming out of you guys would probably be just that, the website. And
I wanted to tell you that the website in and of itself typically doesn't bring anyone new clients, so I always even hesitate to offer that because it's kind of like a last resort. But I have seen it assist clients in getting jobs from other sources. So, for instance, I had a client several months ago that called me and he said, you know, Tina, there's a lead coming through my site and for some reason I can't open it. Can you help me read it? I said, okay. So it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And he said, that is the strangest thing because that lead didn't come to him through Google. It came through a lead service he was using called Angie's. So he said, that's the strangest thing. That didn't even come from Google. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that job, and I'm sure they had three or four other bids. They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and solid things were being said about him, it actually solidified him in getting that job, you know. So that's why I say, you know, bare minimum, you know, in this day and age, you definitely need a site anyway. So that's something that we could do for you if you think that it would work.
Yeah. You know, like on the website, that's really, and that'll be $50 a month. $50 a month, how much was it?
Yeah, $49 a month for the hosting.
Yeah, because honestly, the other services, I really don't need them. And I got a question for you. You know, when I was told, you know, to sign up with you guys and everything, the guy told me that I was going to be on top of Google. How do you see that?
So right now, the account's in suspension, so you're not ranking, but that's why I had to go to the dashboard to see where you were ranking, and that's where it's showing me the Google actions and the impressions. So that data is coming straight from the Google business page. If someone types in painter or interior painting or exterior painting or house painting or commercial painting, there's different keywords that you're programmed in for. So when people type in those various keywords, you're coming up on the first page. One thing that I would suggest, though, because as you mentioned, when you did see yourself, you were further down on the list. You weren't on the very top. So nobody can determine where you'll fall within that list. That's all done internally through the search engines and a quality score that your business achieves. Okay, so because we're the best of the best, oftentimes we place people and instantaneously they're up at like one of the top three. Sometimes they're down at six or seven, but even for the companies that are in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're amongst the businesses that are getting most of the revenue. So one thing that you can do, Fabian, to get yourself a higher quality score is, again, work on getting some more five-star reviews on Google. And I'm going to send you that tool, and you can use it whether you continue with this or not. It's pretty cool because it will be hyperlinked to your Google listing, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using F&R Construction. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there to fill it out to start achieving a higher ranking on Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I'll probably cancel the other one, and I'll probably leave the website for now.
Okay. So let me just get an override because, again, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 249 to 149, but I want to get it all the way down to just the 49. So you just do the hosting. So let me just, like I say, get an override to do that and then adjust that past due amount. Here we go, hosting. 49. Great. Okay, so that actually stuck. I got that done for you. So do you want to do that $49 on a different card then?
Yeah, that'll be fine. It'll just be $49 from now on, right?
Exactly. You're going to be grandfathered into the new rate, so it won't go up to one of the other two options unless you ever called in the future and you asked to upgrade to it. But for now, you'll just stay in the $49 package.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to, you know, because honestly, it didn't work out at all, you know. And I gave it another month, you know, and I was hoping for it, you know, because obviously it's better for me if it works out. You know, I get leads and I get new customers and, you know.
Yeah.
200, yeah, so that's really it, honestly. If it would have worked, you know, I would have stayed, but, you know, hope you understand.
I understand. It's not a problem. I don't mind helping you out here. So, you know, we'll keep it into the website hosting for now. And I'm sorry that it didn't work out. I believe everything that you're saying. What I would suggest is after we get this up to speed, I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard and you can go in and look at the results that you had in real time. It will show you you know, which keywords you came up for. It'll show you the Google actions, the impressions. It'll show you some of the samples of the Facebook ads. So, you know, that way you can review it and just try to figure out if there's anything else, you know, other than the fact that you have an old review that would have prevented you from getting more. Because, you know, I think that, you know, you probably should have gotten a lot more out of it, you know. So, you know, just kind of go in there and look at it. And if you have any questions, you can always call me, okay?
Okay, most definitely.
Okay, so for the 49, is it still the tower drive for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
All right, so 4355.
Okay.
3607.
Got it.
0172.
Mm-hmm.
3562.
Okay, expiration?
0127.
And the code?
544.
544. Okay, so mm-hmm. Let me get your authorization for the $49, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure that everything.
Right.
Oops, it says invalid account number. I might have put in a digit wrong. You
okay.
Want me to read it back to you, or should I?
Yeah, read it back to me.
Okay, I have 4355.
Mm-hmm.
8607.
No, it's 36.
Oh, 36. Okay, let me fix that. 3607.
Yeah.
And then
go ahead.
To confirm 0172.
Mm-hmm.
3562.
Right.
Okay, good. So it was just that 8. It should have been a 3. So let me fix that. Back in here. Updating it. Oh, that one worked. Okay, good. That's what it was. So thank you so much for updating that, Fabian. And again, I'm so sorry that it didn't work out, but have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
All right, you too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.